And now this is a dictation for Judith Wilson, June 2339. Address as a letter to Dr. Power, P-O-W-E-R, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, follow up for Judith with chronic kidney disease, last visit in June. A rash on the upper extremities, topical steroids. Has followed through urgent care. Uses CPAP machine in a daily basis. Some memory issues. Follows cardiology. They stop Eliquis. Extensive review system non-contributory. Stable dyspnea. Next paragraph, medication list review. I went through the electronic records. As she's not very clear what she is or not taking. She's off lisinopril and lactone, off the Eliquis, remains on bisoprolol, Demadex, and right now Jardiance. Was given vitamin D and calcium for osteopenia. Calcium, however, is running high. Today, weight 163, blood pressure nurse 114.70. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no tenders, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is December, creatinine 1.42, which is baseline. GFR 36, stage 3B, elevated calcium 10.6, normal albumin, elevated phosphorus 4.7, normal sodium potassium acid base, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD, stage 3B, stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. She has tricuspid and mitral valve disease with low ejection fraction, but clinically no decompensation. No need for EPO treatment. There is high calcium to be monitored, update PTH, tolerating Jardiance without infection, electrolyte acid-base stable, no need for phosphorus binders, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation appears regular, come back in 6 months,